Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for February 27th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. After many months of waiting, Google Clips Day has finally arrived to little fanfare. The Mountain View Company's mini AI-powered camera is now available to buy from a variety of retailers, including Google itself, Best Buy, B&H, and Verizon. For those that don't remember, Google Clips is a nifty new device that's meant to be placed on a countertop or clipped onto household objects, after which it will begin taking photos automatically and choose the best ones using machine learning algorithms. It's a cool concept, but it's yet to be seen if the product really resonates with consumers to any substantial degree. We also saw the Google Clips companion app show up on the Play Store yesterday. Next up, Google has today officially announced the first beta SDK for its Flutter framework. While that may seem insignificant in its own right, Flutter is actually very important as it's designed to allow developers to easily develop fast cross-platform mobile apps. And the cherry on top is that it's also highly associated with Google's forthcoming Fuchsia OS, which uses the SDK for its user interface and apps. The beta release has changed a lot since the alpha, including support for a lot of new features, including support for the iPhone X, as well as screen readers, new accessibility options, inline videos, and improved image formatting. Finally, Qualcomm has announced plans to bridge the gap between its high-end 800 series processors and the mid-range 600 series. Details are unclear at this point, but Qualcomm says we should expect them to offer some of the same benefits of the more expensive 800 series, but simply at a lower price point. Qualcomm says that the new processors will have Spectra image processing and the 800's AI engine, as well as other features like support for Bluetooth 5.0, Quick Charge 4.0, and more. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.